Iran is to hold an election on Friday to replace former President Ebrahim Raisi, who died in a helicopter crash in May. The election has been brought forward from 2025. Six candidates have been approved to run. Borzu Draghi, senior fellow at the Atlantic Council and independent Istanbul-based journalist, is on the line now. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Now, while the ultimate head of the Iranian state is the supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, the president is the second most powerful position. So this is an election worth paying attention to, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I think it is actually turned out to be an election that is worth paying attention to just because of the candidates that are running and the nature of the debate so far. It is one of the candidates, the Speaker of Parliament, Mohammad Bakir Ghalibaf, is kind of an interesting guy. He's not a wallflower like the previous president. He's not going to just do the bidding of the supreme leader. He has shown in the past that he has ambitions of his own, a political base of his own. And another candidate is a reformist in the running. Both during debates have been very critical of the performance of the government, highly critical. And there has been some kind of populist thunderings as well. For example, Ghalibaf during one of the debates took a page from Donald Trump and urged the building of a wall along Iran's border with Afghanistan and Pakistan.
Are these elections likely to be fair and free?
Fair in what sense? They're de facto unfair. In the sense that only candidates approved by a very conservative, hardline council called the Council of Guardians are allowed to run. So if you're a politician who is outside of the support, there's not a supporter of the Islamic Republic and the Supreme Leader, you're not allowed to run. So in that sense, it's completely unfair. But within the bounds of the factions that are allowed to practice politics by the Iranian state, I guess it is fair in that sense.
Okay. And what are the main issues that are arising during this election?
The economy, the impact of the U.S.-backed sanctions on the economy, the mismanagement of the economy, the lack of jobs for young people, the increasing inflation. This is the number one issue that has come up in the debates. This is the number one issue that I hear Iranians talking about, how tough ordinary life is.
And just who is the favorite at the moment?
Well, there's no independent polling in Iran, and it's impossible to ascertain. But you got to say that Ghalibaf, who is mayor of the capital, Tehran, for a decade, and who is already the Speaker of Parliament, has got the best brand recognition. There's another guy, Saeed Jalili, who used to be the Iranian foreign minister, a really, really hardline, almost a fanatical ideologue, who is also quite well known. But as to who is the hardliner who will win this election, or whether it will go to the one reformist allowed to run, that's really tough to say.
Just how many people are eligible to vote, and what percentage turnout are we expecting?
That's also a tough one to ascertain in terms of people eligible to vote. Well over 60 million people of Iran's 85 or so million people are of voting age and able to vote. It's quite easy to vote in Iran. You just show up at a mosque and show your ID card and you can vote. But in terms of turnout, it depends. You know, you know, it's strange in Iranian elections. Oftentimes there is a momentum in the final days or final hours of an election campaign, and people decide on a candidate, and there is a rush towards the polls to vote for that candidate. But it's quite unpredictable in that sense.
Okay. Borzu Draghi, thank you very much for joining us.